we got all of the sales guys and account directors to immediately kind of ring around clients in the first couple of weeks. And we produced a kind of feedback mechanism, which was just captured via spreadsheets. And then weekly, we would go through that. And on the basis of that, we then put together our forecast. So we were asking key questions of clients, like, what's your planning process? How are you feeling about budgets? How are you going to divert spend? And just kind of being there to support them. Yeah, there are a few clients that came back and paused campaigns. There are a few clients who had additional budget. So we definitely listened to customers. I mean, that was first and foremost. And then we proactively went out to try and support them. I mean, we had three kind of key things in the business that we said from the start that we would do, which was protect jobs and staff, safeguard the business, and support our clients. And it was as simple as that. And we've reminded everybody about that through this whole process. In terms of kind of planning on the HR and the policy side, we actually took a subscription out for expert HR, which has been invaluable for so many different reasons. They had COVID policies, that we could adapt really, really quickly. They've got a legal team there. It doesn't cost a huge amount of money. So that was really helpful. And then we formed a small kind of committee, and this is more on the health and safety stuff and how do we look after our staff and protect staff. But we formed a 5-team committee, which get together every week just to talk about government guidelines, what's happening in market, is there anything we can do to support staff? We've done quite a lot in terms of talking to our employees about how they're feeling and what they're doing and, mental well-being, looking after their technology at home. We've done a fair amount in terms of, ferrying monitors around and making sure people have got the right comfy seats. It's been pretty extensive and far-reaching. We definitely did it in the right way. We definitely talked to both employees and our customers and clients and put that at the forefront of stuff and just listened, really, adapted the business from there. The opportunities come out talking to clients and audiences, I guess, and looking at, not just the short midterm, but thinking about the long term and where you want to be. We quite quickly got some external advice just in terms of our strategic planning. We committed some spend to making sure we did the right thing. And somebody said to me, you don't want to think about 2020 or 21. You want to be thinking about 2022. And that long term view on stuff was really, that was a really helpful kind of comment which stuck with me. So we've been kind of thinking about not only, how do we get through this kind of this piece, but what's the recession looking like, going to look like through this, which is difficult to kind of determine. The uncertainty and all this is the hardest thing.